And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. We made it in.
Yes, we did. You twisted my arm to get up this early.
Is your heart rate coming down?
It's starting to.
Yeah, it's not as so scary.
No, because I asked Bob to put the skinny filter on.
That's right.
Yes.
So you're feeling good about yourself.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, we are Sharon and Jerry, and we are filling in the big shoes of Carl and Linda Bott today while they're off down in Palm Springs. So we're really excited to be filling their seats, and hopefully you'll all enjoy the show today.
Do you think Carl got all the luggage down there for Linda?
I know he was
talking about that.
Those dresses are heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he did a good job.
We're hoping they might call in today and comment on our show today.
Do you mean maybe they're sleeping in?
No, they're in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Our teenagers are sleeping in, though.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I want to let everybody know what our topic is today, because Jerry and I, both being small business owners, really have appreciated all that Carl and Linda have done for the small business community, and including both of their entrepreneurial spirit, going out, giving the thumbs up to corporate America and opening their station. Woohoo!
Excellent.
Right, honey?
Yes.
So one of our goals today was to really have a jam-packed show full of some really great guests, discussing best practices of small business, giving some tips to those of you that are small business owners here in Shasta County, and also those of you that work for small business. We want to really applaud you and talk about the importance of shopping locally and supporting all of us in these economic times.
I'm really excited to hear what they have to say, because I like to learn, and I'm always open to hear new ideas.
And basically, I had to line up all the guests, so it'll be a surprise to you, too.
Yes, it will be.
And I want to talk to everybody a little bit about what we have coming up this hour. Joining us first will be Scott Camp from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and he's going to be discussing the business trends that he has seen, as well as some tips for many local businesses. He has a great customer service background, has a lot of tips on when we do get those phone calls in our office, what we can do to maximize our business potential. So we'll have Scott on first, middle of this half hour. And then we're also going to have Renee Kamen from Teamwork HR coming on, and she's going to talk about some HR availabilities that their agency has, and also the importance of outsourcing, because I think as we're all challenged, outsourcing is huge for small business, so that we can keep our staff, keep our payroll paid, keep our accounts payable being paid on time. So we definitely, outsourcing is huge. And then coming up around after the 8 o'clock break, we'll have Lisa Jeter from Jeter Built Construction, and they've done some really creative things to keep their business open and busy. So we're just really looking forward to bringing everybody in the loop on our wonderful small business community and what we're all doing to stay open and really putting a positive spin on the people that are still in business, because we seem to hear many times about those that aren't.
And what's exciting is this show is also being streamed live on KCNR1460.com. I know personally every morning that I'm turning on the computer and listening.
I know, sometimes before I'm awake.
Sorry.
But, you know, there's worse things than being, you know, awakened by Carl and Linda.
That is true. Well, I don't know. Linda's okay.
So before we get into our guests, I wanted to let you give a little brief history on how we got roped into this today.
Well, you basically just twisted my arm.
I did.
Yes.
And for those of you listening, what happened is that Carl and Linda, we saw them socially at an event, and I have a radio show here, Senior Solutions, on Saturdays, talking all about senior issues. And so I have a little bit of background in radio, and they mentioned they were leaving, and they were going to do a best-of show today. And because they haven't been on the air that long, I thought, well, maybe it'd be great to have a fresh show. So I volunteered, Jerry and I, and apparently, I don't know, you thought I was a little bit pushy.
Well, just because you pushed them down and twisted their arms and forced them.
Yeah,
that's okay, sweetheart.
Yeah, I did something.
It was all with love.
Okay. I sounded pushy, apparently, because that night he goes, well, you were awfully pushy. So then I didn't mention it again. This was a few weeks ago, and I thought, well, I'll let them bring it up. It's their station. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to, you know, overstep. So Jerry's and I kind of forgot about it, and then Monday I get this message from Linda. So you're on Thursday. Just wanted to know what you guys are planning on doing. We want to put it on the website.
And that's when my blood pressure started going up.
So apparently they did take our offer, and we got to be here.
Lucky for us.
Yes, lucky for us. So, well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Scott Camp from the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So stay tuned right here on Free Fire Radio. It's Sharon and Jerry filling in for Carl and Linda. Be right back.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Termites are the number one cause of structural damage to homes. They can go undetected for years. Level Extermination is your termite undertaker. Give them a call today or go online to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination only deals with termites. If you're a real estate agent that needs a pest inspection, a property manager needing a termite inspection, a general contractor needing a soil pretreatment, or a homeowner wanting a free termite inspection, give Level Extermination a call at 241-1598 or log on to termiteundertaker.com. Level Extermination can also assist you with questions about Section 1 and Section 2 requirements when you're buying or selling your home. Level Extermination offers annual termite control service. Level Extermination is locally owned, serving Shasta and Tehama counties. They even provide 24-hour emergency inspection services to meet escrow requirements. Call Dale Level at 241-1598 and recognize the difference. Level Extermination, your local termite professional. Call 241-1598 or get them online at termiteundertaker.com. Give Dale a call today, 241-1598.
Hey there, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty, and I'd like to invite you to listen in from 8 to 9 every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We will discuss anything and everything there is to know about real estate. There's nothing we can't help you with. So listen in Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 to the Kurt Largent Radio Show, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, the flu season, Keller Williams Realty, Craig Winton at State Farm Insurance, the Sightline Agency, Level Exterminators, and your local Dairy Queen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The weather today is, well, the temperature right now is 48, and we're going to have some showers. The time is 7:13. And who do we have here, Sharon?
And we have Scott Camp here in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Good morning.
And for those of you just joining us, we are Sharon and Jerry filling in for Carl and Linda today while they're down in Palm Springs, hopefully having a little bit better weather than we are today. And we are our topic today is small business success, where we really want to focus on best practices of small business and get our finger on the pulse of some of the positive things that are going on here in Shasta County. As we all know, we hear many times what's not working, and we want to spend some time talking about those of us that are still here, while we're still here, what's working for us. And Scott, I know you have a lot of connections out there in the business community. What are you seeing going on in Shasta County right now?
Well, I end up talking to people two or three different ways. One of those ways is as we talk about advertising, membership in the chamber, I'll probably talk to 15 or 20 people a week. And 6 months ago, I was hearing gloom and doom to a pretty large degree. In the last month or so, I'm hearing people say, well, I've had a good month. Things are looking a little better. If they're a retail store, traffic has picked up. If they've got some kind of service business, they're starting to get more calls. And so they don't say it's over, that things are good, because we know better than that. Mm-hmm. But what I am hearing is that things are starting to pick up and that there is some sense of optimism that things will be better near term.
That's really positive, isn't it, honey?
Yes, I feel that actually every day.
I do too. Yeah, actually since the first of the year for my business, I feel, you know, we've definitely moving in the right direction. And a lot of us, too, have cut our expenses So now we are really feeling an influx because all of us have gone down to so much bare bones that we really can tell when there's a change coming.
Well, one of the things I find is the old adage, you only have one chance to make a good first impression. And as I talk to business owners, I'm amazed, whether it's a retail store or a service business, how few of them ever call their own phone number to see how their receptionist answers the phone.
That's a good tip, isn't it?
And it just it kills me sometimes when I call someone to make an appointment and I get somebody that doesn't know the business, that doesn't know how to answer the phone or how to direct a call, or I get lost in space for 5 minutes.
That's my pet peeve.
The other thing I find is that most owners don't walk in their front door. They park on the side or they come in the back and they don't look at their parking lot. They don't look at what customers see when they first walk in. And my strong encouragement is if you've got a retail store, you need to walk into it from the front door. You need to walk the parking lot just about every day. You can get so tuned in to get into your office and check the mail and pay the bills and talk to your employees that you never look at the front door.
And that's great advice.
It is. And, you know, and I think, you know, as things are getting more competitive out there and there's less customers, so we want to get the customers that do come in and that do call for sure. We want to put our best foot forward. And I think, you know, you and I have worked a lot consulting in the past on customer service issues. And, you know, I know we've had telephone trainings and things like that in my office. And you've been instrumental in making sure that we have the right people on the phone. And, you know, when I call a place and you know, I'm calling in and that goes on, as a business owner, I usually try to communicate that to the business owner if I was unsatisfied, because you need to know that.
Well, and that's the other thing. As I talk to people, anybody that starts a small business is good at something. There's something that they do. Maybe they're a hairdresser and they're starting their own salon. Maybe they were a bookkeeper and they're now going out on their own. And as they do that, they're good at what they do. They can do the do.
Mm-hmm.
But the practices of business, whether it's how they handle payroll and administration, how they hire to get the best employees, how they market, most of the time they don't have experience in those things.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at the do. They can really do books well. They can do remodeling well, but they don't know how to get customers in the door. And that's probably the biggest thing that people come to me looking for help for, is how do I get people to come in the door? They've usually gotten to the point where they've got a nice name for the business. They've opened the doors, and no one is coming in. And I see Jerry nodding. You know that feeling, don't you, Jerry?
I know exactly what I can do and what I can't do.
Yeah.
And that's I think, a good thing for a business owner to realize,
right,
what we're good at and what we're not.
Yeah, and I remember when I first opened Home Helpers saying, I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And it's okay to not know everything. It's okay to say, I'm going to hire someone to help me with this part, or I need some training on this part. And the person I am today after 5.5 years, I was like an infant and a toddler, and now I'm like my first day of school. Like, I still have so much to learn, but you definitely, there is a transformation as you get your feet wet and work with so many, you know, instrumental agencies. And I know, you know, the chamber, I joined the chamber right out of the gate, and I think that's definitely something that has helped me, not just what the chamber does for me, but the camaraderie amongst other business owners and learning what's working for them and what agencies they're using and getting advice and tips from those folks at the greeters.
Well, when I talk to people, the first question I ask them, whether I'm talking to them about marketing and advertising or whether they're talking about joining the chamber and how that might help them, my first question is, what have you found to be the best ways to get people into your business? And if I were to ask 10 people that question, probably 7 or 8 of them will tell me word of mouth and referrals. And I'll say, well, then tell me about your advertising budget. And they'll talk about what they do with radio or direct mail or TV or running an ad in the paper. And I say, okay, well, how much of your budget then are you devoting to developing referrals and customers giving your name to other people? And they look at me like, well, that just happens, doesn't it? I don't have a budget for that. And I say, well, so the thing that you get the most customers from happens by accident. You're not doing anything on purpose to get referrals. And they look at me and say, well, I don't even know how you would do that. And Jerry, your business with direct mail, my experience is that people have a customer list somewhere. Maybe a stack of invoices. It may be names on a page.
It might be in their BlackBerry.
Well, and so they need to find ways to mine that, just like gold mining.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I know is that the Chamber of Commerce is a big word-of-mouth machine. That's what we live for, is to help people get connected to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to hear some more from Scott, what his tips are, what us small business owners can do, because I'm learning stuff already.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to take a break. Again, we're Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Be right back.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments, and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460. We're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And if you would like to call in and ask a question of Scott or us or any rest of our guests today, the phone number is 605-4567.
And we are here filling in for Carl and Linda, and our topic today is business success of small businesses here in Shasta County. And one of our guests, Scott Camp, is representing the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and also he's an independent consultant that has worked with me before helping customer service training in my office, which is hugely important. And I know before the break, Scott, we were talking a little bit about the chamber, and I've had great success in my membership with the chamber for a lot of reasons. For those business owners, and it is an investment, what are the best selling points of the chamber? What would it do for them if they haven't become a member before?
Well, I mentioned a minute ago that people find that customer referrals, that type of thing, are their best ways of finding customers, word of mouth. And the chamber promotes that. That's probably the primary thing we do, is help people market their business. And we do it three ways. We do it with publications, we do it with events, and we do it with literature distribution. We have two basic publications. One's a monthly magazine that goes out the first week of every month that gives members an opportunity to find out what's going on in town. We do a lot of articles on everything from how to be ADA compliant, how to hire the best employees, how to terminate someone without getting in trouble. So that publication is monthly, and new members are listed there. We do an annual directory that goes out to the 1,100 members of the chamber, and that also goes out to several thousand newcomers. And it has a directory in it, sort of like the Yellow Pages, that has the name, the contact person, contact information. And that's a vehicle we use to promote buying among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
People like to do business with people they know. And even if you belong to the chamber, you can't know 1,100 people. But if you belong to the chamber, you must be a good guy. And people buy from other members. I was looking around the room the other day at one of our events, and there were 19 different businesses there that I personally have done business with,
mm-hmm.
whether it was a restaurant or a tire store, whatever it might be. That's a key point, is doing business locally.
And I know I've made a point of trying to pull out that chamber directory first before I go to any Yellow Pages or Google anything, I try to go to that directory because I appreciate those folks that are stepping up like I'm stepping up and wanting to be part of this community. And the other thing I wanted to touch on, what you just said, is when I first opened and I didn't have any clients, I had plenty of time. I joined a lot of the committees that the chamber has put together for, you know, industrial barbecue and, you know, Cool April Nights and all these different events. Got on these committees, you know, got out there, met all these owners. As things got busier, I had less and less time, but there are folks out there that if you really want to get your name out and meeting with these people and finding out, you know, who their accountant is and what are they doing for advertising, and if they are looking for the same client you are, what are they doing to get that client, that age group or whatever. So I definitely think there's a lot to offer there.
Well, in the place where that happens, where you get an opportunity beyond the volunteer circumstances, is the events that we have on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every Tuesday at noon, there is what we call a greeters, and we'll have 40 to 50 people each time meeting to network, meeting to talk about their business. On Thursday mornings at 7:45, we meet, and we will have as many as 100 to 130 people. And that's a lot of opportunities to network, to get acquainted, and to begin to know who else is doing something in town.
Awesome.
Hey, Sharon, we have the big boss on line
one.
We
do. Carl's on line one. You want to see what he thinks of us, Scott?
Sure.
Okay. Are you there, Carl?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't want to slow your flow down from up there, but as we hurtled through space, I thought we'd give you a call and say hello.
Now, did all Linda's bags fit in the vehicle?
All her bags fit in the vehicle. Mine, of course, were dragging behind.
Oh, that's okay, but as a woman, I just wanted to be sure that you had your priorities correct.
Well, you know, mine's in a burlap bag strapped to the back. But all of her stuff is in there. We want to thank you all so much for coming in today.
Well, you're welcome. And are we doing you justice?
Well, you obviously are. I mean, wait a minute. I have to hear Jerry say something.
Hi, Carl. I just don't want to get up this early again, all right?
Jerry has a new respect for you.
Linda says to say hi. Wait a minute. Here she is.
Hey, guys, I can't hear you, but hey, thanks so much. We're thinking about you.
Good morning, Linda. Have fun down there.
She drives because she says I drive too slow.
Oh, my gosh. So she's got the lead foot in the marriage, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a Marine thing, is it?
No. You know, I'm always doing the Carl, the other day, making sure.
The other day, you know, you mentioned that you send people to the Navy if they couldn't spell Marines. But didn't your paychecks used to say Department of the Navy?
Yeah, the men's department.
Well, thank you
again. Thank you so much for doing the show today and for being such good friends.
You're welcome, and you guys have a wonderful, safe trip, and we'll talk with you soon.
You bet.
All right, take care.
Take a leg.
See you later.
Bye bye. Well, that was great.
That was fun.
We got approval from the parents.
So Linda's down there just speeding away.
So, Scott, sorry we had to cut you off a little bit.
That's the way life goes, isn't it?
Well, now, if anyone listening wants more information on the chamber, has questions, what would their next step be?
Contact the chamber. The number's in the phone book, or you can call me on my cell phone, 736-1181. I'll be happy to talk with you and let you know what's going on with the chamber. We will spend time together in terms of getting acquainted, knowing your business. And my experience is that's the best way to find out what's going on. Come to the chamber, give us a call. We'd be glad to sit down with you and talk about your business.
And if they're interested in some consulting or talking to you about some customer service concerns or having you work with their office staff, that's something they could reach you for as well.
Yes, I'm happy to do that. And based on the kind of help they need, we can work out a plan that is short-term or long-term.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. And again, for those of you just tuning in, I want to remind everybody who's coming up. We have Renee Kamen from Teamwork HR, who will be joining us after our next break, and we're going to be discussing what Teamwork HR has to offer. This is a company that I've done business with since my business opened 5.5 years ago, and they've been instrumental in my success. And also just outsourcing and how that's definitely a step we can take as small business owners as we move forward to ensure that we are here in the future. And that's definitely all of our goal, to stay in Shasta County, keep our employees employed, and keep operating the way we have. So I think we'll take a break.
I think we're getting there, aren't we?
We are, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. Ha ha ha.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, when you retire, you and your spouse will need $250,000 to cover all your medical expenses. That's according to a new study by Fidelity Investments. Some of that is due to higher prescription drug costs, which are expected to come with healthcare reform. For an hour and a half this morning, YouTube was on the blink. Users got a service unavailable message on their screens. YouTube, which is owned by Google, has now fixed the problem. ConAgra makes inexpensive, easy-to-prepare foods like Chef Boyardee and Banquet TV dinners, and that's the recipe for higher profits. ConAgra reporting a 19% increase in quarterly earnings. Best Buy may be a good buy for your stock portfolio today. The electronics chain says profits are up 37%. And 442,000 people filed first-time claims for unemployment last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCalp Resort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Also, we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, or you can give a call in on 605-4567. The time is 7:33, and hi, sweetheart.
Hi, honey, and no difficult calls, though.
Yes,
just,
please, please.
Only if you like us. If you don't like us, call when Carl and Linda are back.
Yes, absolutely.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Well, in the next 10 minutes, after this next break, we're going to have Renee Kamen from Teamwork HR joining us. And for those of you just tuning in, as we're filling in for Carl and Linda, our topic today is best practices of small business, because Lord knows we hear so much in the newspaper and on the television, everything that's going wrong in our small business community across the United States. And especially here in Shasta County, we are definitely having our challenges. And we wanted, as small business owners, to talk about some successes, what's working for folks, maybe some tips you haven't thought about that may keep your business healthier. Both of us in our businesses, I think between the two of us, employ about 65 people.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And so my business, Home Helpers, is a home care agency. And for me, just in the last probably 18 months, I've had to make some pretty big changes to kind of survive these economic times. One of them, laying off my office manager, who happened to be my sister. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also downsizing my office space a little bit. I didn't want to make any changes that would sacrifice on our service or pay to my caregivers or anything that would be very noticeable outside of there, but there were definitely some administrative changes that I made so that my business could stay healthier, and it has. I actually had a pretty good 2009, and I'm feeling really good about 2010. And, honey, I know you had to make some changes also last year.
Yeah, my company, NorCal Presort, I basically also laid off my office manager and have just kind of thinned things out and have asked the employees, the wonderful employees that I have right now, just to do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you be honest with him and you just say, hey, we need to tighten our belts and let's hunker down and get the job done.
Well, I remember, you actually let your office cleaning company go.
Yes.
And they started taking the cleaning over.
But what I did was we traded services with them.
Oh, good.
And that was Maui Bob's. Mm-hmm. So we do their mailings in exchange for the cleaning
service. Good. So you made a deal so that they didn't lose a customer.
Right, exactly. Right. So, you know, we've been very creative in finding ways to keep the business going and helping out other mm-hmm. local businesses and everything. So it's been challenging, but it's fun. It's nice to get your hands back into your company.
Yeah, I think for those of you listening, you know, we became engaged in last May.
Yes.
And so both of us, you know, survived a pretty crazy 2009. Both of us downsizing our offices, working more, working longer hours, having more responsibilities. But in a lot of ways, that has been fun.
It's been exciting, and especially with a house full of teenagers, too. Mm-hmm. We both have teenagers, so it's been fun.
The wine drinking hasn't been sacrificed.
Oh, no.
In fact, we're
helping the small businesses.
Yeah, we drink a lot
wine.
Of local wine
yes.
so that we keep our money here in Shasta County.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, you know, it is important, all of us that live and work here, we do try to take that extra time to try to shop here. I know we needed some facial stuff for the kids, and you went online and found it at the derm store.
Yes, I did.
Rather than going online and buying it and having it shipped, you found it there, took the time to drive down, park,
yep.
go in, and maybe,
you know,
it's a little bit more.
It's a little more effort and everything, but it made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel good to keep my money here, help out another business, and, you know, so it was good.
Yeah, I think that's something we can all focus on, we can all think about. And, you know, if we don't do it, it's really tough to, you know, think people are going to do it for us.
Absolutely.
And you and I both, you know, want to stay here and keep our employees working and not add to the unemployment rate. And we're committed to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I did personally is our marketing. We continue to market all the time. You know, we advertise here on this station. We do a lot of mailings and everything. So it's important to stay out there
mm-hmm.
and let people know that, you know, we're doing good.
Right. That's definitely something. Both of us have kept our advertising dollars out there and cut down on the administrative things first.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's not as much bringing customers in the door, and we'll work weekends to get that paperwork finished.
Well, plus Jennifer's pretty tough on me, too. She always pounding on my desk, and she wants more money for
marketing. I
know, I
like her.
She is.
And now she's like kind of a redhead, so she's really spicy now.
Yes, she is.
Well, I want to let everybody know that we have some tickets that we're going to be giving away. And over this break, if you want to give us a call, they're for the Spring Home and Garden Expo, March 26th and 27th and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. We have two tickets, and the number here, 605-4567. The first caller, when we go to break, will give you the tickets, but we need to know where you last shop local in Reading. So we want the first caller and where you last shop local, and these tickets will be yours. And when we come back from this break, we're going to have Renee Kamen from Teamwork HR joining us. We are Sharon and Jerry filling the big shoes left by Carl and Linda Bott. We'll take a short break and be right back with more on KCNR 1460.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fryer Radio. Thanks for laughing. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. You can also listen to us on KCNR1460.com. And, sweetheart, did we have a winner
we
for the
do.
Tickets?
We do. Tina F. called in and won the tickets for the Home and Garden Show this weekend, and she last shopped at Sassy Plants.
Excellent. Thank you, Tina,
so
for supporting local
business. We appreciate that. And, again, we are Sharon and Jerry filling in for Carl and Linda Bott today as they take their trip down to Palm Springs. And our topic today is best practices of small business, and we're just discussing some of our own challenges this year and bringing on some guests with some tips and strategies so all of us small businesses can stay open and prosperous, and we are the backbone of our country.
Yes, we are.
I agree with Sarah Palin when she says that.
And Ronald Reagan.
He thought that small businesses were the backbone?
Yes.
I know you're
a very smart man.
You're a huge... You actually were trying to find a Ronald Reagan quote to say today.
And you know what? There's so many, and I just didn't know which one to choose.
I know. I actually have to tell all of you that all week long... Well, not all week, but since Monday. I exaggerate a lot. Since Monday when we found out we were doing the show, Jerry's been online listening to Ronald Reagan, all of his speeches. I've heard a lot of Ronald Reagan. And we never did find one after all of that.
Well, actually, I was trying to be inspired also.
Right.
And he's a very inspiring person, so... It was twofold.
So we didn't end up with anything for the show, but you have been inspired.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, those of you listening, if you want to be inspired, it was pretty great. Some of his speeches were, he was really on top of
it. And actually, my youngest son, Ryan, he was like, "Oh, I heard that speech on The Family Guy."
So you bonded a little bit over
it. Yes,
absolutely.
Wonderful. Anything I can bond with him.
Well, our guest in studio right now is Renee Kamen from Teamwork HR.
Good morning. Thanks
for joining us, Renee.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So I'm so excited to have you because I know, in addition to your experience with Teamwork, that you have been out, like myself, in the past years in sales and marketing, out working with small business, and you and your husband own a small business, so you're out there in the trenches just like we are.
Yes, and, every day.
Yeah. And I know, as we've been discussing, and I know you and I have talked before, people in this economy need to kind of change their thinking a little bit, getting creative, outsourcing some things, really to keep their businesses healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know that you've talked with some business owners, and you've tried to even help people get creative at times. And sometimes it's hard to change what we think we need to keep doing, isn't it, sometimes?
Yes, absolutely.
If you've opened your business, you've been doing it this way, those people aren't going to last.
Right. You have to really start to think outside the box. You have to consider things you didn't before. And, you know, a lot of people right now are trying to cut costs.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we look at the wrong areas for cutting costs. Rather than looking at our business as a whole and seeing which things truly should be cut. There's some things that when we cut, we actually are going to lose the profit that we're looking at.
Absolutely.
The big thing now today is your people. You have to take care of your people, and they're your greatest asset at this point. You know, it was back in the early 1900s that your greatest asset was the machinery that you owned and your property and, you know, that type of thing. And today, it's really about your people.
That is so true. I am so thankful, like I said before, about the wonderful employees that I have.
And we have a call. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
Yeah. John, you're on Free Fire Radio with Sharon and Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Sharon and Jerry. How are you this morning?
We're
morning,
hanging
John.
In there. We're trying to fill the shoes. How are we doing?
Hey, you're doing a great job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're doing an absolutely great job. And, you know, I think that this direction of looking at local, particularly local small businesses, and holding the line is really difficult. And I think you named it accurately when you said that the number one concern is the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because holding crews together and keeping staff in position and satisfied to stay here is really difficult in these times when you can't even find the economic wave to ride. It's real hard to find money right now. It's hard to get support for things. But if we can hold on a little while longer, I think it's going to turn the corner.
Absolutely.
I do too, John. And and thank you for a positive call, because I know we all need to find our silver lining here.
Something here I want to talk about. I'm working with a local business person. Sharon Moreney is president and founder of Shasta Entertainment Group.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon's producing a TV series called Hand Me the Mic out of Chartered Channel 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to plug it a little bit here.
Okay.
It's a free show on Wednesday. There's no commercials. It's an original SEG production, and this week they're going to do a show called Crime in the Streets, and it's going to show how to protect yourself in these difficult economic times and what we can do here locally to keep safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having the guest lineup is going to include people like Dave Nichols, head of the Northern California Parole Department, Jerry Benito, district attorney, Jeff Gorder, public defender. What we're going to do is we're going to take the steps through the criminal experience of arrest, prosecution, defense, and parole, and how we can handle the changing conditions of these things and how the criminal is out on the street, and we're the target, and we have to protect ourselves. This sounds like a little bit of a negative, but it's really not. The positive thing here is there are ways to protect ourselves. There's ways to be careful and to improve the security of our situation in these very, very
That's right,
times.
And empower ourselves, really. And, John, when is that airing again? Wednesday?
It's on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at 7:30, and it's live.
On what
Wonderful.
Channel?
On Charter Channel 11.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, thanks for calling in, John,
and
keep tuning in.
Great, and you guys continue the good work. You're doing a great job.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So Renee, I know, and John agreed with you on the people, and I know it's tough to lay off anybody. And
it is.
Sometimes it can't be avoided.
Sometimes it can't.
But I know, you know, it's just really tough. And, you know, if we business owners can take cuts, I know that Jerry and I would do that first, too.
Right.
You know, we try to take the cuts so our employees, and keeping that camaraderie alive in your business,
Absolutely.
You know, is
Very
really
important.
Is really pivotal.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, benefits are something that employers often begin to cut at first, and benefits are so vital to keeping good people working for you. When the market becomes very competitive with the people, the better your benefits are, the more likely they are to stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to create that camaraderie amongst your employees. Benefits help you attract good people, the right people, and they help you retain them.
Absolutely.
And that's somewhere, that's one of the issues that we actually help a lot of businesses with. Because of our buying power and our size, we can actually help provide benefits that a small employer possibly can't do on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, like for me with Home Helpers, I have 40 employees. And what I've really enjoyed about my relationship with Teamwork HR is when I first hired Teamwork, I had two employees, and mm-hmm. myself, which I wasn't even paying yet. And then now we've grown to 40. But it, as I've matured as a business owner and my company's gotten more prosperous, I didn't offer benefits at first.
Right.
And then I added those.
Right.
And then I added, you know, we're doing 401k this year. And so as your business progresses, you know, a company like Teamwork has helped me be able to add those things, you know, when it's appropriate for me. So I didn't have to come out of the gate doing all of that right away.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of having, as a small business, when you connect with other businesses that are experts in their field, you get the benefit of their years of experience, and they've made their mistakes, they've made changes, they've learned from their own growing mm-hmm. pains. And when you connect with those other businesses that have that experience, you just naturally get to take that on.
And save yourself a lot of money.
Absolutely.
I saved myself a lot of money. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back with Renee from Teamwork HR, we're going to talk about what they offer specifically, all of their services. We'll be right back with Sharon and Jerry here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour comes to the Cascade Theater April 17th at 7 p.m. Journey to exotic locations, paddle the wildest waters, and climb the highest peaks. Get your tickets before this sells out at Fleet Feet, Sports LTD, Toppings at Anderson, and the Cascade Theater. This year, the proceeds will benefit the Reading Swim Team. Don't miss this exciting event, the World Tour of the Banff Film Festival at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, April 17th.
Simple Green is the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner and the number one choice of homeowners and do-it-yourselfers for over 30 years. Simple Green is safer for you, your family, your pets, and your household services. Simple Green really works, and the concentrated formula can be custom diluted for use all over your home, saving you time and money. No more buying multiple expensive bottles of cleaners for different cleaning jobs. Simple Green is all you need. Visit SimpleGreen.com today for money-saving coupons, cleaning tips, contests, and more.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The founding fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460. Also, we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And if you would like to call in like John did, which was a terrific caller, by the way.
Complimentary comment.
Absolutely. The phone number is 605-4567.
I love the music choices that they have.
Oh, Bob's doing wonderful.
I wish we got to listen a little bit more, maybe sing along, but be pushing it. We might not be invited back.
No singing. No. Not for me, at least. You,
I'm just enjoying the dancing.
Oh, yeah,
by you too.
We are kind of dancing on the, you know, we're getting our, I think about 9:05, you're going to be really calm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll be off the air then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I caught it, sweetheart.
Well, our guest in studio, Renee Kamen, and our topic today is best practices of small business. And one of the things that Renee is representing today is Teamwork HR, which is a local human resource company that I've utilized since my business opened, and by doing so have saved myself a lot of time and money in having them handle a lot of my employee issues. And why don't you educate us a little bit, Renee, on, for those that, I mean, my testimonial should mean everything, but for those that need an actual little sales example.
Okay. Teamwork HR is called a PEO, a professional employer organization. And basically, we handle, we create human resource outsourcing relationships with other small businesses. And what that does is it relieves you of a lot of the responsibility and the liability of having employees. And the whole goal is to alleviate some of that stress and pressure and time that you spend on employee-type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of employers went into business. Someone goes out and opens a business because they have a dream or they have something that they love or they want to sell or a service they want to provide. So not many, if any, employers ever say, I'm going to go out and have employees. That's what I want to do. It's really about fulfilling a dream or wanting to provide a service or a product. So that's where we come in. We can take care of all the employee stuff that employer has to take care of. And basically, regardless of how many employees you have, as an employer, you're still required to know the same amount of stuff.
And there's a lot of labor laws.
There is absolutely.
California is very convoluted. I've learned that.
And there's all the posters and all that stuff you have
right,
to have.
Everything you have to have
absolutely.
And notify them. And I remember my first year in business, I told someone at Teamwork, I had a caregiver that did something out of protocol, and I said, I'm going to suspend her for a couple days and let her think about
Ooh.
It. And my contact said, no, you're not. You know, I got all excited that I was a business owner now and I could make decisions, but we're bound by a lot of labor law compliance.
Absolutely.
All of us are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is so much information to know. And the thing is, the authorities don't care if you know it or not. You're required to abide by so many different rules and regulations. And it doesn't matter if you know them or not, or if you know the intricacies of them, and if you, you know, that doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
You have to still abide by them. And there are so many of them. There's ADA, family leave. There is certain things that can and cannot be done with someone with past military experience. There are so many things.
And sometimes the employees know them, and we don't know them.
Absolutely.
And we, you know, make a mistake, and there we go. And,
absolutely.
You know, and so I definitely think, and I know I've enjoyed when someone files for unemployment or disability,
right.
I fax that paperwork to Teamwork.
Absolutely.
It's off my plate. I'm not paying quarterlies. I'm not worrying about getting my workers' comp insurance renewed. I mean, from start to finish, everything's handled for me.
Right.
So I've had absolutely a great experience, and for me with employees, you know, when I hire somebody, they line up the drugs test and
yes.
the background screen and the DMV check and
all the orientation.
Oh my gosh, everything. Overseeing my handbook, making sure that everything's in compliance.
Right.
So if you're doing all these things for yourself right now as a business owner and you think your time could be better spent marketing your business, working with your clients, training your staff, these are things that it's worth outsourcing them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The four areas or five areas of expertise that we take care of for employers are human resources, all of the issues, labor laws, wage compliance, all of those types of things. We take care of workers' comp. We administer that for you. We can help secure a policy for you when you first come on. We help you with risk management and safety, employee benefits, which is huge,
mm-hmm.
and then the payroll administration, which is very, very time-consuming. It's not productive. It doesn't earn money for you, but you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we do.
And really quick, before we take our hard break for the news, the book that you'd recommend for our small business owners to read, and I'm going to read it.
It's very good. I haven't even finished it yet, but I'm loving it. I keep telling my husband, you got to read this book. It's so good. It's called The Upside of the Downturn by Jeff Colvin.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Upside of the Downturn by Jeff Colvin. And people want to learn more about Teamwork HR. What's
Call
the website?
Website is www.teamworkhr.com.
And what's
you
your phone number there?
223-4674.
Thanks again, Renee, for joining us
today. Thank you for having me. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks so much. And again, our next guest is going to be Lisa Jeter from Jeterbilt Construction, talking about some of the wonderful changes they've made in their business. So we'll be right back. And we are, this is KCNR, Shasta Redding. Stay tuned.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu, Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden warning the U.S. not to execute the self-professed mastermind behind 9/11, saying otherwise Al-Qaeda will kill any captured American.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is currently held in U.S. custody and scheduled to go on trial in an as-yet undetermined location. He reportedly personally decapitated U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley, the defense chief, says he's approved a series of changes affecting gays in the military,
saying immediate changes in how the policies implemented are based in common decency and will make it more difficult for the military to discharge homosexuals. But Robert Gates says he's not trying to rush the process.
Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, and a medical chopper crashes in western Tennessee, leaving three crew members dead. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshaw, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:05, and the weather today is looks like it's gonna be cloudy with some showers. And right now it's 49 degrees out.
It's a little warm in here.
It is. Well, my blood pressure is still kind of high because,
yeah.
You know, I'm still a little nervous.
And you will be until 9:15.
9:15 now.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
So those of you just tuning in, we really appreciate your support today. We are Sharon and Jerry filling the incredibly large but classy shoes left by Carl and Linda Bott, who are heading down to Palm Springs today.
And you can also listen to us on KCNR1460.com. Or call in to 605-4567.
With your pithy comments.
Yes.
From our friend Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, absolutely.
With your pithy complimentary comments. So our topic today is best practices of small business. And our guest in studio right now is Lisa Jeter from Jeter Built Construction.
Good
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for getting up and coming down for us.
It wasn't too early for me.
We needed to have a lot of guests so we didn't have to talk too much to each other. We might get tired of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa, I know that, you know, as we've talked in the past, being small business owners, your company, being construction oriented, has definitely had its challenges over the last couple years. And I know that you've done some different things and, you know, created some different revenue streams for yourself. I mean, how differently is your business today than it was 3 years ago?
Our business isn't even the same. I wouldn't even say we're the same business as when we started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about 5 or 6 years ago, actually, in this area. But it's not even the same. You know, we've really had to adapt to the industry currently right now and be the need or accommodate the need of whatever the customer needs or wants at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times that customers will call us and we don't do what they do, but we will make sure and we will take care of them and get them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and I think that's what we all... and those small business owners listening or those that work in small businesses that are listening, we have to be able to negotiate this economy and be creative with what we're doing and morph into whatever we need to do to survive. And those people that keep doing the same things, I mean, if you were doing the same things, would you still be here?
No. And, you know, we've had to make a lot of sacrifices. You know, it used to be you could take a Saturday and Sunday off, and these days I don't even think that exists, you know.
Not for us.
We're pretty much 24/7. I mean, our phone rings all the time. We're available all the time. We've got a great, great group of employees. It's taken us a long time to get there, but we've had to find the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we truly do believe that you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's important to us. We want to have good employees, and we do pay to have those good employees, but in return, we make sure that our customers get the best service possible.
What are you getting the most business doing right now?
It's kind of sad to say, but in the foreclosure market right now,
mm-hmm.
it's a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac vendor. We're the only vendor north of Sacramento as far as a repair specialist. So we do all of Fannie Mae's work.
Mm-hmm.
We are also a premier vendor for Wells Fargo. We do a lot of Wachovia and Bank of America jobs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we stay really, really busy. You know, and thankfully the realtor market and, close friends and people such as yourself, you know, all the referrals,
mm-hmm.
the referrals are enormous. I mean, we really don't do much advertising. We just, you know, our motto is we say we do what we say we will do.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure it gets done on time, on schedule, and within budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I like, too, when we were talking the other day, is I said, you know, what are you doing right now? And you said, when I pick up that phone, what that customer wants is what we do.
That's right.
You know, and if, right. And if you can't, you'll find them someone who can because you want to have that relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not a, you know, at some point, it's not all about making the money. And, you know, for us, business is personal. It's always personal.
Building a relationship.
Yeah, it's always personal. And mm-hmm. as soon as we pick up that phone, it becomes a personal relationship. And it's someone that, you know, I look at as a potential friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, that's how I met you.
That's right.
You know, there's just those kind of mm-hmm. things that you have to look at. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times people have called me and said, what about this or what about that? And I said, well, honestly, you know what? That's not our core business, but let me get you the right people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't take care of you, you call me back. Mm-hmm. I want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, you know, we work with Axner, Stevens Painting, Best Carpet Cleaning, Tugwell Roofing, John Parrott Roofing. We work with numerous, numerous groups of people in this community, all local contractors who do just incredible work.
Mm-hmm.
And my job, you know, I feel as though my job is to make sure that they're getting the business that they need as well.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feed their families as well.
And absolutely. I think, you know, definitely, I know we felt it. You have a young family, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely not traveling as much. We're working on our weekends. We're working longer days. You know, we're not eating out as much. There's a lot we're all doing to survive.
Yeah.
And finding, and I think in that experience, I know for us, we actually feel more in tune with our business. We actually, you know, we're not out eating out, but we're barbecuing and sitting outside with our family. And there's something to be said about kind of getting away from where that is the one benefit of some of this economic challenge is we are all kind of coming back to grassroots, spending time together as friends and not worrying about all the money and who has the best house and who mm-hmm. drives what and who went on what vacation. It's who's open and who can pay their bills.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the other thing that we've had to really take a look at, and I think people are starting to realize it, is valuing your employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have found through a lot of trial and tribulation, I'm not joking, I mean, Teamwork HR has been probably the crutch of our business for mm-hmm. a long period of time. But through their help, you know, with their help and a lot of pushing, because I've been ready to pull my hair out, we have found just an amazing group of people to work for us. And every opportunity we have, we take care of them.
Well,
and
I know,
we make sure they know that.
I know you do, because I tried to have lunch with you, and one of them got lost on the way to or had the wrong directions or something. And I think your phone rang like 6 or 7 times during lunch, and your food came. You ate as you were talking, I think. I don't know what happened, but
we didn't really have a lunch.
I think we talked, but you know, that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We didn't really have a lunch, but
no.
But you know, it could have been me getting a call from a client too, and in this market, you got to take it. I know you feel that way, honey, and you've seen your employees really step up too.
You know, I can't say enough about my employees. I love them all. I have students from, you know, high school students, college students, adults, and everything, and I am just very, very fortunate. And sometimes I have to stop and remind myself to say thank you.
Because I think I
so
push you
busy.
A little bit to do that.
You absolutely do.
Yeah.
You have made me a better person.
That's what we do.
He's kissing up, just so you know.
Oh, thanks, Bob. But no, my employees, I just, you know, I don't know if they're listening this morning, but I just wanted to say thank you very much, and I appreciate all what they do for us.
Mm-hmm. And none of us would be here without them. I mean,
no.
The day that we think we can do the job of all those folks for us is the day we're not going to be here anymore.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, we've just... We've really extended our communication with our employees. It used to be, you know, business owners didn't really share a lot about their business. They just had their employees or whatnot. And for us, our business is our employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's our name out there. And so we take every opportunity we can to sit down, talk with them, understand what's working, what's not working. And I think that's really helped us because they have embraced what we do.
Mm-hmm. And another thing on that communicating with your employees is also the customer. That's what I love. Is a business that communicates with me of, okay, we don't have the product, when it's coming in, or what's going on. Communications is very important.
Mm-hmm. That's probably been one of our biggest successes as a contractor. You know, we built our house about 6 years ago, and one of our biggest pet peeves about contractors is they never call you back or tell you what their schedule is or what they're doing or anything. And so...
It's like the cable guy. He'll be there at some point.
Yeah. My husband Scott said, you know, when we do this, because we both have our degrees in project management and everything like that, and he said, when we do this, we are going to call people back. And, you know, honestly, I think that was one of the biggest steps we ever did.
Right.
And that people still tell us today, we're the only person who ever calls me back or calls me when you're running late or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's important. It's, I mean, it's just
the
communication.
Because we're all consumers. We just want to be informed what's
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay if you don't show up. Just call me.
Yeah.
So I don't wait around for you.
Exactly.
So, you know, those are all the types of things that we kind of we look at. We've just really diversified ourselves. We found the different niches within the industry and just expanded. You know, and the market's good. We were doing home inspections and different types of things like that, a lot of repairs on home inspections. My husband's an electrician by trade, so he does a lot of electrical work as well. And then when the market flipped, we did the jobs that nobody wanted to do, and it just kind of morphed into... Now we do it all.
Mm-hmm. That is exciting.
So
that's really neat.
It is.
You probably are very proud.
I am. I'm very proud of my husband. I mean, he really...
Well, it's a team effort, right?
It is. It is. But he took Jeterbilt. He, you know, he made Jeterbilt. Jeterbilt was Scott Jeter. Now Jeterbilt stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
And that's an amazing thing. We actually just had that revelation last night talking about the show.
Mm-hmm.
How we've come from, Jeterbilt was Scott Jeter, and everybody wanted Scott Jeter. Well, now Jeterbilt is Jeterbilt.
And those people represent you, and they're okay
right.
with that, too, because your name is on that, and
yeah.
you are overseeing that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. those people are Scott Jeter. You know, mm-hmm. they are who Jeterbilt is and what we represent, and so it's just amazing to see that change and, you know, that we're growing, and that's a good thing.
That's exciting.
And it's inspiring to have you on, and I you did exactly what I wanted you to do on the show, which is, you know, educate people on what's working for you, that you did look at those different revenue streams, and that you are hopeful. And as business owners, we have to be creative with our thinking and not get stuck in doing things one way, or we won't be here.
Yeah, well, and don't get me wrong, construction, okay, you're not going to make a fortune, and you're not going to get rich. We are not where we were booming 6 years ago. But you will make a living, and you'll mm-hmm. make a decent living at it. But more importantly, as I'm keeping local people here employed, mm-hmm. and that means a lot to me because mm-hmm. those are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that, you know, as our children grow up with those people, we will all be employed together, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, before we go, why don't you give your phone number, and we'll give you a little free advertising.
Oh, sure. Well, my husband's cell phone number is Scott Jeter. It's 356-6827, and if you don't reach him, he will direct you to me. It's Lisa Jeter, 524-6003.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on today.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And in a few minutes after this break, we're going to be joined by Dominic DeLillo, and he's a web designer, and he's going to be talking about how to maximize your website, some common pitfalls and mistakes business owners make, and really the importance that we all, even small business owners in Shasta County, have some presence on the Internet. That's really important to keep the traffic flowing as people get more and more savvy. So he'll be joining us after this break. And again, we are Sharon and Jerry filling in for Carl and Linda here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's no secret. Identity theft is a major problem in America. Think you're not at risk? Unfortunately, you are. Do you hand your credit cards to servers at restaurants? Do you sign your credit cards? Do you supply personal information over the Internet? If you can answer yes to any one of these questions, get the experts on your side. It can take just minutes to steal your identity, but years to repair the financial damage and emotional toll on you and your family. Contact Marty or Pat Wyatt, Independent Associates, at 339-5695. Find out how their Identity Theft Shield can help you.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial just off Hilltop or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:20, and hi.
Hi, hon.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Are we doing okay?
We're pretty much.
We're on the
two-thirds done.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
How does Carl and Linda do this every day?
I don't know.
Well, they're good.
Maybe they have something in their coffee.
Maybe. I think Linda does some mornings.
For those of you that want to call in and comment or have questions for any of our guests, the number is 605-4567.
Or you can listen to us streaming on KCNR1460.com.
And again, we are Sharon and Jerry. We're two local business owners, and we're betrothed.
Yes.
We're going to get married September 25th.
Oh, I can't wait.
Love is in the air.
Yes, it is.
And,
my princess.
And our topic today is best practices of small business, and we wanted to just bring on some local folks that we know that we've come in contact with throughout our years in business that we thought would be motivating and inspirational and also give you some tips on marketing your business, on staying healthy, and really encouragement, because how many times do we hear not so good things now?
A lot, but it's starting to turn around.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling positive.
Good, good.
So, and we also have a couple tickets to give away here shortly,
yeah,
right?
at the end of the segment, we'll do that.
Okay, great.
You're jumping ahead
of
that.
Am I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my job.
Okay.
Okay, don't step on my toes.
Yes, sorry.
All right. Our next guest joining us is Dominic DeLello. Thanks for joining us, Dominic.
Thanks for having me.
So, Dominic, I invited you on because I'm still surprised how many small business owners don't have a website. And one of the things that I really remember when I first opened is that's like another storefront that's open 24 hours a day. Someone told me that.
Absolutely. I mean, you're only available so many hours during the day. And while you're sleeping, I mean, the website's doing the work for you. I mean, you've got photographers, you know, have a portfolio portal, and you have people who are resellers who have shopping carts. And for everybody else, it's like a general knowledge base. It's constantly there for people to grab information.
And I don't really, what do you think is the hang up? That are people not ready to move into that genre? They think it's too expensive. What do you think it is that keeps people from building one?
I definitely think price is a factor. Mm-hmm. I think people really get hung up. They hear how much it costs for one website, and they think that's what it's going to cost for them. People get really intimidated really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really take the time to research what they like. So they just, it's just a real intimidation factor.
Yeah, and I know like a lot of us are very internet savvy. And especially if we want people to buy local, my feeling is they need to have a website so we can see what brands they carry. So if Jerry and I, you know, we can get it online at Amazon, we'd much rather get it local. And how can we find that on our busy days, keeping everybody employed, and we're home at 7 o'clock at night if there's no website for that person?
Right, mm-hmm. And it's also how you once you have a presence on the web, it's how you market it too. I mean, you can just have a one-page site that nobody knows about, and you have high expectations. That's a misconception people have is that once you get on the internet, people are just going to find you.
You'll just pop up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. Unless they specifically are looking for your name and your line of business, you know, there's a good chance they'll find you. But people, again, they need to take the time to research advertisement, just like anything else, to kind of help, you know, find their exposure. Because people would be surprised. There are a lot of resources here in Reading that that are undiscovered, and we could really help this community out just by, you know, networking. I mean, which is pretty much why I'm on this radio show right now. It's just from word of mouth.
And I know, you know, with websites, you have to get, you have to have your address on your printed materials. You have to be marketing that all the time, like you do your address of your business. If you want people to come, you have to invite them, and they have to know where to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, there's a starting point where you can advertise on Google, which, you know, can you can set a certain amount of budget, or like you said, on your business cards, your magazine ads, newspaper ads, so on and so forth. Your website becomes your brand. It's everywhere. I mean, you've got a huge line of people with social networking, Twitter, Facebook, so on and so forth. I mean, if you don't have a website, I mean, you're pretty much out of the loop. If you don't give that, they're going to try and Google you. That's like the next step.
That we all Google.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, we have a call. Brenda on line one. Welcome to the show, Brenda. This is Sharon and Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with you totally that a web page for especially small business is a necessity these days. I've moved many times in my career, and now even before I get to my new location, I'm on the web looking up stuff. You have to find a new doctor for your car, a new doctor for your pets. You have to find, you know, whatever your interests are. You want to know what a place offers.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have that presence as a small business on the website, you're really missing out.
Right.
But also as a small business owner, I think that one of the issues is time. It's just simply time to find time to get that organized, and it's not difficult to do your own web page. It's really quite simple. There's lots of help out there to be able to do that. There's lots of online forums and things like that, but it just takes time to do it. And
it does.
It takes time to get a hold of somebody else
Absolutely.
To have them help you do that.
Yeah, and it's just priorities. It's just getting the priority, and one of mine this year was first quarter, I'm going to refresh my web page. I want to update a few things. But it is like it's taken a lot of time out of my week to try to
it
do
does.
That. It is
and
a priority.
The cost for benefit ratio is absolutely there, and so I don't really think cost is the issue. I think it's just a matter of time and prioritization, and people really realizing, you know, it's marketing is everything.
That's right.
And it's just such a great form to do that. As I always say, it's a dog eat dog world, and everybody's wearing Milk-Bone underwear.
That's right.
Make sure that you have keep a hold of as many of your Milk-Bones as possible.
That's right.
Get the other guys.
Well, you make some great points, Brenda. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, and she's a total seller for you, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't think of people moving, but it's really true. People are moving in, and your business needs to be out there for all those new folks.
Absolutely. I mean, your website really is never going to change. The only thing that's going to change on is the content, you know, obviously your address and everything. And that's definitely something you always want to carry with you. She definitely made great points. There's online research and resources. And like what we just touched base on is, you know, touch base on the resources in our community. A lot of people have been kind of, you know, in this shock with the economy, and they're trying to go super cheap routes. And really, it's just start with asking questions.
I know personally I do a lot of research before I go to any place and buy stuff.
That's an understatement.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
In fact, Dominic, he's on the internet so much researching. Like, if he wants to buy something new, electronic or something, it's like I couldn't buy it for him for Father's Day because he wants to do the research. He has the consumer reports. It's like I would take the fun out of buying it if I just bought him something.
Jerry, I'm right there with you.
You know. It's a guy thing.
Yeah, totally.
But you do. You get out your laptop. You want to research it. It's in the evening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. I enjoy it.
And what are some of the – well, I think we're going to take a break and in a few minutes. And when we come back, I want to talk about the common pitfalls that you see people run into on their web. And I also want to talk about if they want to do refreshing, because that's what I'm doing right now,
right.
And how often you recommend that or what kinds of things they should look at. And I want to remind everybody that we're giving away some tickets for the Home and Garden Expo. So the first caller after we go to break is going to win these, and it's March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And the caller, when you call in, what's the number, honey?
The number is 605-4567.
When you call in, we would like to know where you last shopped local, because we're going to give a shout out to whatever business that was. And so, but don't call yet. Call at the break. I'm jumping the gun just a tad, but I wanted everybody to be ready, because our last gal, it took her a minute to come up with her local place. So Target's not local. We need to come up with a local place. And again, to learn more about Free Fire Radio, you can visit KCNR1460.com. And Carl and Linda are here every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Yes.
How do you think we're doing?
We're doing okay. I'm feeling good.
And in our last half hour, we have Shannon Hicks from Security One Lending is going to be joining us. And Shannon has done some wonderful things with his business, including podcasting, and he's found different revenue streams. He's actually become a resource for a lot of people in his field and has taken his business in a completely different direction than it was a few years ago. And again, those are some of the success stories that we wanted to hit on today, so to really inspire some of us.
I know today I'm totally inspired. I'm just really fired up now. So
and
I'm excited.
And we only have 30 minutes left, but you're really fired up
I'm
now.
I'm really fired up.
And I know we're looking at, it's 8:30, and in studio we have Dominic from Dominic Design. What's the website people can go to see your stuff?
DominicDesign.com, D-O-M-I-N-I-C, design.com.
And what is your background, Dominic? How did you get into this?
We're going to have to finish that.
We're going,
up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more KCNR 1460.
What's that? I know.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
As it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success. April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Montgomery, Director of Adult Services of Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to treasure grandchildren and reminisce about the past. Unfortunately, many older Shasta County residents are abused and alone. People don't like to talk about this shameful secret. Sometimes the people who take care of the elderly or disabled also take advantage of them. Trust can be exploited when no one knows. It's time everyone knows. Call Adult Protective Services of Shasta County on our 24-hour hotline at 225-5798.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:33, and I guess we had a winner.
We did. Our winner was Bob. He won the Home and Garden tickets, and he last shopped at Ace Hardware. So, Bob,
congratulations,
we appreciate you for supporting our local business community.
Yes, thank you very much.
And our guest in studio today is Dominic DeLello from Dominic Design, and we've been talking about websites and how important it is for our small businesses here to really compete with the big box retailers to an out-of-town, actually, like the Amazons of the world, to have a website. And, Dominic, I know you mentioned last segment that sometimes it's overwhelming for folks who don't really know a lot about it. So walk us through the process that the common business owner should take when looking at getting their website going.
Right. Well, the business owner should really just think small. Again, don't get intimidated. Don't get overwhelmed. This is just a very simple process. The first process is you're going to go to a website like GoDaddy.com. You're going to register a domain name. And then you're going to talk to someone like me and just say, this is what I want to do with my website, and I'm going to give you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there is we can just design you one page, like a splash, what we call a splash page, with your logo, information, what you do, and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the gist of it. And then from there, it's just building blocks. It's just mm-hmm. phases.
Yeah, because once you have that splash page with your hours, your product lines, your address, even a contact us little box that can send to people an email, then the Jerry and Sharons, or especially the Jerrys that are doing their research at night that mm-hmm. want to know about a certain product line or something, can get in contact with you on his schedule.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then you could add the different tabs if they want to do about us. But so they don't have to start these huge websites, because I think that is scary for people.
Absolutely.
With 15 different tabs, and you can order in a shopping cart and all of that, they're not going to go into it getting that.
Right. Don't think of the bells and whistles first. Mm-hmm. Just think of just square one. It's the first step.
And would you be able to assist people in choosing the name also? I mean, that might be hard for people, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, because sometimes people even need help, you know, navigating GoDaddy.com. Mm-hmm. I can sit down with them and suggest names that are good, and also secondary and third names that, you know, can all point to the same website.
Mm-hmm. And I know before the break, I wanted to ask a little bit about your background and how you got into doing the web developing.
It was about 15 years ago. I worked with my school. We were first designing web pages, and I dabbled in Photoshop, and I really, you know, enjoyed graphic design. It was just something fun to do. Mm-hmm. And then someone eventually was like, you can get paid doing this. And I'm mm-hmm. thinking, really? This is actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Art Institute in Orange County, got my bachelor's degree in graphic design, and always carried the elective with web. So mm-hmm. I, you know, we know we're talking a lot about web presence, but I carry a lot of print experience as well.
Mm-hmm. So that whole design element,
absolutely.
You're really good at doing
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are some of the websites that folks could go to, you know, that you've worked on, that you've designed or refreshed, that they could see some of your work?
TeamworkHR.com is one.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi Corrigan, she's great, mm-hmm. and she's easy to work with,
mm-hmm.
and she knew exactly what she wanted. I started basically a refreshing process with her.
Mm-hmm.
AndersonVet.com, RockyRidgeHuntingClub.com. There's a couple websites that I'm working on right now. One is yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's ReadingHomeHelpers.com. It's soon to be refreshed. Also, I just got the account with Mount Shasta Mall. We'll be working on shortly.
Wonderful.
Oh, excellent.
Now, with refreshing, because I know, honey, you're thinking about doing
yes,
some.
Actually, I will be talking with him
yeah,
soon,
okay.
shortly, too.
So what are some of the things that, you know, why would we want to do that? What would make people do that? What kinds of things do you generally do in a refreshing process?
Well, first, I kind of give an analysis of your existing website. I kind of show what the pitfalls are, you know, where the information is, and say, hey, no offense, your website is kind of outdated.
Right.
And we kind of really narrow down content, what you want to focus on, because it changes every, you know, year
mm-hmm.
by year. Your focal point changes, and what I can do is give you analysis, give a breakdown of nuts and bolts and a proposal,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, again, break it down in phases, just like I do for the new guys.
Mm-hmm. And I know that's how we worked out mine, is like, here's what I want to spend right now, here's our first steps.
Right.
And some of that's time and things that I need to get to you, so obviously it's not going to happen, you know, super fast, because we're running businesses too, and I know you work really well with us doing that.
Absolutely.
And on mine, for instance, I had my navigation buttons where you thought it looked a little bit outdated.
Yes.
And things like that, and I think it's like a store. You don't keep... You move things around to attract people. You redecorate.
It's like Costco. They are always moving things.
I know.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, is, you know your clientele so well, but for me, I do a lot of market research to, it may be appealing to your eye, but I have to, you know, sit in the, or put my feet in the shoes of, you know, your target audience
right,
to
right.
see where they're actually looking at, what their focal points are, and Google has actually helped me a lot with that research.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people want to contact you and learn more about your company, how can they reach you?
They can go to DominicDesign.com, or they can give me a call, my cell, 227-5097.
227-5097, and then you will, like with that small business owner, customize something that's affordable for them to get going and just get a presence.
Right. Like I said, there's not one figure for a website. Mm-hmm. It's all relative to the business and what you need. I'm not going to sell you on all bells and whistles. We're gonna start low and we're going to build up.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thanks for being here, Dominic. We appreciate it.
Did you have a couple of shout-outs you wanted to do?
I do have a couple of shout-outs. First and foremost, I'd really like to thank Heidi Corrigan of Teamwork HR. The referral to you, Sharon. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it weren't for her, I wouldn't be sitting here. The second one I wanted to give to my brother, Jeff. He just, he's starting his fire sprinkler business, DeLello Fire Sprinklers. He's fully licensed and bonded. His number is 605-5362. Great guy, business entrepreneur.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
And lastly, but certainly not least, I want to give a shout out to Melissa. She's a very talented hairstylist. She's opening up a new salon here in Reading. It's called Split Ends. You should give her a call. It's 246-HAIR, 246-4247. Give her a call. She does great. She does my hair.
Wonderful. Well, we love hearing about the new businesses opening. That's really inspiring to have that.
Yes, so it is.
We'll be back after a short break with more Free Fire Radio. We're Sharon and Jerry filling in for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460.
Easter is a time for families, and Market Street Steakhouse has an affordable brunch menu for the entire family. With prices ranging from $8 to $12, you can try their three-cheese quiche, served with your choice of sausage, ham or bacon, and potatoes. Or how about a vegetarian or Denver omelet, also served with potatoes, sausage, or bacon. And for the pancake lovers, they have scrumptious blueberry chocolate chip or banana walnut pancakes. All of these tasty brunches include fresh fruit, assorted scones, and chocolate and strawberries for dessert. The kids can choose between a two-egg omelet or silver dollar blueberry pancakes. And kids under 3 eat for free. Easter Sunday only from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So hurry and make your reservations now at Market Street Steakhouse. Call 241-1777. Market Street Steakhouse is located at 1777 Market Street, next door to the Cascade Theater.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Montgomery, Director of Adult Services of Shasta County. Reaching the golden years should be a time to treasure grandchildren and reminisce about the past. Unfortunately, many older Shasta County residents are abused and alone. People don't like to talk about the shame.
You're listening to
Sometimes
Fox News Radio.
People who take
this
care
is
of
the 1 minute news service channel.
Also take advantage of it's time to Adult Protective Services of Shasta County on our 24-hour hotline at 225-5798.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon.
And Sharon.
Ooh, you slipped it in there. Okay. Am I saying fire better this time?
Yeah, it's not free fryer.
Well, I've been nervous.
You've been struggling with that a little bit.
Be nice to me, okay? So anyways, we're filling in for Carl and Linda, and we are on KCNR 1460.
The phone number here is 605-4567, and we're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
The time is 8:43, and our topic today has been success stories and some inspiration for a small business community, and really some tips to make us all stay motivated in this economy. And Jerry and I are feeling very optimistic about our own businesses.
I'm feeling good. In fact, we just asked Bob if he needed us to stay longer to fill in, huh?
Yeah. Our businesses are running so well, we could hang out for a while.
Because we have good people.
I think Dennis Miller, though, we don't want to interrupt him.
No. Dennis is the man.
Yeah. Well, our guest in studio right now is Shannon Hicks from Security One Lending. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. My alarm clock went off in the radio, and I heard you guys talking about me 10 minutes ago, so I rolled out of bed, and I came here.
You were dreaming about it.
I was dreaming about it. KCNR is like hardwired into my head. So.
Well, you clean up really well in 10 minutes.
Hey, I try. Yeah, I try.
So, you know, Shannon, I know we've been friends and colleagues for a few years, and I know with reverse mortgage, there's definitely been some changes in that industry, and let our listeners in a little bit on how you've adjusted to that and continued to prosper.
Yeah, unless you've lived in a vacuum in the mortgage industry, you're challenged right now. And so the reverse mortgage industry, for those of you listening that are not familiar with that term, it's a specific industry that's geared toward folks that are 62 and older, lets them basically tap into the equity of their home without making payments. But about 2.5 years ago, I started seeing some changes in the marketplace, and one of the things I sought to do was to make myself unique in the marketplace and also make myself irreplaceable. So we started pursuing myself along with a few other partners, Eric Hyatt and Paul Becker, some good friends of mine, and we got some capital partners, and we started a training program, a resource nationally for reverse mortgage originators, and now we are the number one resource for that across the United States.
Wow.
That's cool. Excellent. Yeah.
And I know, in addition to that, you've taken up podcasting.
Yes, because I need to be more busy, so no. It's actually a passion. I do podcasting, and podcasting basically, and you're familiar with it as well, but it's like a radio show, but it's on the internet, and it really is a fun medium. I started doing my podcast, about 95 weeks ago. I do one every single week. And very disciplined about it. It focuses on news for about 10 minutes, and then I go into some commentary and some training. And so it's become very, very sought after. We're on iTunes, believe it or not.
I know, and your photo's very handsome.
Photoshop, you know. So, yeah.
We have a celebrity here.
Yeah,
He's on iTunes. And this is for generally people in the reverse mortgage industry.
Yes, mm-hmm. Them and professionals, policymakers. And what was really fun about this is, one, I was able to really start to establish contact with other originators like myself in the industry. But in addition to that, which was a nice side benefit, is I began to be sought after as a speaker at different national conferences. So I was just out in Atlanta, been in San Diego. I'll be in Philadelphia here in a few weeks. And then Irvine, California will be a shorter flight. So That's a real honor for me, but that would have never happened if I hadn't have taken a new direction in my business and said, hey, let's do this podcasting, because I knew this. There was no one else doing it.
Mm-hmm. And what's to stop anybody from doing a podcast? I mean, if they're the expert in their field and they have something to offer, it's what, $300 worth of equipment?
Yeah, time, mm-hmm. And then just some know-how. I actually, when I was down at the Apple campus down in San Francisco, I grabbed a book on podcasting. I think I loaned you that
I
one.
I still have it.
Yeah. Hey, there, where's that book?
Yeah, I can tell you where it is.
Yeah, I put my name in there. And so I read that, and then I began to understand. Plus, I did some work in Seattle in radio, on radio advertisements, so I had some familiarity with radio broadcasting. Not a professional by any means, but I really enjoyed the medium. So just do your research, and if you want to do a podcast, great. Find out who your niche market is. Get yourself there on iTunes. In the beginning, I will caution you, you're going to feel like you're talking to yourself, and you might be for a few weeks.
But Shannon, you do that quite often, though, don't you?
Yes, when I walk down the street, but that's because I hadn't drank my coffee yet. So, yeah, make sure that you're willing to really be consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistent in your podcast or whatever medium you're doing. But, yeah, you have to really extend and reach out in new directions. I think you really want to focus in this economy on being unique.
I know just from Lisa Jeter we've had on today and just a lot of the different folks we've talked to, the folks that are willing to change and morph and be creative with what they're offering and who they're doing business with and what services they're providing are the business owners that are going to be here and last a long time. And hearing your story really inspires me. Like, you know, why wouldn't anyone do a podcast and be out there? And if nothing else, you're doing something, you know.
Absolutely. And be passionate about it, too.
And really surrounding yourself with other like-minded people, I think, is really important, too.
That's huge, Sharon, because, you know, we were talking just before we began this morning. The biggest tendency for folks, especially business owners, too, is when you're struggling, is to do what? Isolate. Right? You hunker down, you close the drapes, you turn off the lights. That's the last thing in the world you need
like
to be
that.
Doing.
Oh, yeah. I've had days like that before.
Right. We feel like it, you know, but we have to be disciplined. And that's one of the things I've really focused on is getting back to basics, which is networking with other like-minded professionals who can have a referral relationship and also reaching out to professionals in your own occupation.
Because they understand the challenges that you're dealing with, and that camaraderie will go so far. When you hear, you know, I've been there, here's what's worked for me, here's an idea. You know, for those of you that are listening that you need some new juice in your machine, there's a great website. It's Guerrilla Marketing, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, and there's all kinds of free information on there, free inexpensive ways to market yourself. Like they have examples like get your message on hold to be, you know, marketing you. You know, having better business cards, updating a few things that aren't super expensive. You know, training your employees to have them be some referral sources for you and bonusing them a little bit if you get a client from them. So there's all different ways to do those inexpensive marketing techniques. And we're going to take our last break. And Shannon, will you stay with us?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Stick with us on our
since I just woke up.
Yeah, on our last leg here, filling in for Carl and Linda. We're Sharon and Jerry here on KCNR 1460. Be right back.
Mark your calendar for the event of the year, the date April 15th. It's the show Shine, Wine and Dine at Anselmo Vineyards. You're going to get to meet celebrities like Bo Hopkins and Paula Matt, both original cast members of American Graffiti. You're also going to get to see that 1951 Merc and that awesome yellow coupe that was also featured in American Graffiti. Come to Anselmo Winery and get to see it all. Show Shine, Wine and Dine starts at 11 a.m. on April 15th. This is the place you want to be. O55 hamburgers, fries, shakes, and banana splits. And you know what else? The beautiful and talented Beverly D'Angelo will make a very special musical guest appearance starting at 3. What a blast! I'm telling you, Anselmo Vineyards is the place to be. 50 awesome cars, prizes, celebrities, live music by Double Take. Wow, what a party. Anselmo Vineyards, Show Shine, Wine and Dine, April 15th.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:53, And we're getting there, honey.
I hope they don't have a nanny cam in here watching us dance when all the music comes on. And even Shannon was joining us that time.
That would scare my wife. She saw me dance.
They're going to, like, they have, like, secret filming equipment in here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, maybe, man.
Hopefully they don't put that up on the website.
Have you seen Carl dance?
No.
He could use some lessons.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Hey, we're dancers fit for radio, right?
There you go. And then Carl says he has a face for radio
and
everything.
And he's a dancer for radio.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
wonderful.
Nice to talk about the boss when they're gone. Huh?
I know, really. It's like we're the kids. We
yes.
snuck in the parents' bedroom or something. Well, again, we are Sharon and Jerry, and we've definitely felt privileged to fill in for Carl and Linda today. Hope you all enjoyed the show. And our topic today has been, you know, basically success of small business, some best practices. And Shannon, before the break, and I just want to highlight it a little bit again for those people that are just tuning in or we want to pound it in a little bit, is really the importance of surrounding yourself with like-minded people and finding the motivation and the inspiration.
Nothing could be more important today because, well, I was privileged to fill in for a friend at a networking group, and it was about 25 professionals in the room. And even though we're all faced with the same challenges, I left there pumped up. It wasn't even my networking group. So if you're not part of a networking group, and make sure it's people that are like-minded and also positive.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you need to be is drugged down. So find people that are looking for solutions. I'm a solution looking for a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of group you want to be part of. And in fact, you and I are working on a networking group reaching out to people. So very important.
Yeah, and I know, honey, for you, inspiration comes in the form of Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you heard that earlier, Shannon, but he's been listening to a lot of Ronald Reagan.
There you go.
He's
again.
Recently, I've just been feeling very down, and I've just been inspired by Ronald Reagan again. So.
I got his autobiography or his diaries at home. Very
have
good.
You been to his website, the Ronald Reagan Library and all that?
I've been to the library itself.
Oh, I have too.
Yeah, there you go. I haven't been to the website.
And all that. I love it.
Dominic could tell us about the website. That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've had a great show today, and... I think, Shannon, if people are listening and they want to reach you and have any interest in reverse mortgage or podcasting or anything you discussed, how would they contact you?
Absolutely. The company that we created on a napkin, and now it's the national company for all reverse mortgage originators, is reversefortunes.com. And you can reach me directly. I am also an originator and a professional in business at Security One Lending, and that's 221-3377.
And if they are interested in hearing your podcast, let's say they want to get a sample, how would they go about getting that off of iTunes?
Go to iTunes and just type reverse mortgage. I'll be the number one hit, which makes me smile.
Excellent.
I'll be right on the top. But it is Reverse Fortunes Weekly.
And they can download that and put it on their iPod and
absolutely
work
free.
Out and all of that to you.
I don't know if I want to work out to Shannon.
The bumper music is cool, but I don't know if you can work out to mortgage news, but you can try.
Maybe not.
You can try.
Maybe not. And for those of you who are interested at all in Jerry or my businesses, I know we've talked a little bit about ourselves today. Not a lot because it wasn't really appropriate.
It wasn't about us today.
No, it wasn't about us. But my company, Home Helpers, you can visit my website that Dominic's refreshing as we speak, which is Reading Home Helpers. Or my office is 226-8350. And Home Helpers is a proud supporter of Carl and Linda Station here, KCNR. Both of us are grassroots advertising.
We started when they first...
Yeah. We moved some of our money around to support Carl and Linda because we really appreciate what they're doing for our community. And in this economy, to go out on your own and start something up really was refreshing to me. It was risky. I love the American dream and... Both of us really want to support
him. Plus, you know, Carl is an ex-veteran, I am, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my company, NorCal Presort, also has a website, which is norcalpresort.com, or the phone number is 221-6895. And I have a terrific lady in there called Jennifer Haynes.
They might hear her on the radio.
Well, yeah, probably do.
Mm-hmm.
So just give her a call for any of your marketing needs, direct mailing or anything like that.
Postage.
Mm-hmm. We have two different sides of the company, a first class side and then a bulk mail side, and I don't have enough time to even go into it.
Well, anyway, that's in a nutshell.
Yes.
And if you want to learn more about the radio station, you can visit kcnr1460.com. And again, for those of you that love my voice and want to hear it some more, I am here every Saturday at 1 o'clock doing my show Senior Solutions, and this show is a volunteer effort by myself, and I have some wonderful local sponsors, Owens Healthcare, Spectrum Prosthetics, Sierra Oaks and Oakdale Heights, Nancy Goddess, a state planning attorney. And I definitely want you to tune in if you have a senior relative here or plan on aging in Shasta County. It's a wonderful resource to learn all kinds of information about senior care and challenges and information before the crisis. So Carl and Linda have been wonderful in supporting that show. The senior population here in Shasta County is very important to them, as it is to all of us, and we want to protect our seniors. And I think the three of us, being successful owners, plan on getting old here.
Yeah.
And gracefully, I'm going to hopefully have free health care, right, honey?
We'll see, honey.
Yes, okay.
We'll see. The wedding's still on for the 25th of September, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we survived our first co-hosting gig. We're still engaged.
Yeah.
Bob's giving us the thumbs up. We didn't mess anything up too bad for
not
Carl
too bad.
Linda.
This is like live marriage counseling on there. That's awesome.
The only negative part was it getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm just not that early.
If we ever go into this as a career, we would need a drive time show.
Oh yes.
That's usually 3 to 5.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we had to get all the kids rides to school, and that was kind of hard and everything like that. So
it's been fun though.
It has.
I'm glad it's over, though.
And we appreciate those of you that called in and supported us today. And those of you that didn't, we appreciate that you didn't call because that might have been tough to take.
They were sleeping.
And again, thank you for joining us today. We're Jerry and Sharon filling in for Carl and Linda. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.